Some of you regular listeners know that I took a couple of trips to France this past summer. One was along the canals of Burgundy and the other to Saint-Tropez on the Riviera. But, you know, when I think back, maybe those trips weren't all that exciting after all. So I started thinking, where is a place I've never been that has the glamour of France, but that's also a little more down home? And then it hit me, of course, Wisconsin. And who better to give me tips on Wisconsin than my friend Michael Feldman, host of Public Radio's popular game show, What Do You Know? So I asked Michael, what do I just have to see in Wisconsin?
Well, people are flocking to Sheboygan, Rudy. It's got the coast. It's got 3 or 4 miles of untrammeled beaches and some of the coldest water you'll ever set your feet in, basically. But it's unspoiled.
It's unspoiled. Now, what would I see there?
It's called the France of the Upper Midwest, actually.
Really?
So you'll see a lot of topless women, for example, if you look in the right windows. The cuisine is really quite exceptional. We have whitefish cheeks, which I don't think you'll find anywhere in France, especially this time of year.
No, there were no whitefish cheeks when I was there, no.
Yes.
Well, what about
white
the people?
Cheeks you'll find, but that's on the beach.
The people.
The people, you will find people all over the place. We have more people per capita than just about anywhere. Well, actually, it's the same number per capita, I guess, when you think about it. But we have like ethnic cuisine. But you don't have to go to Europe when you can come to Wisconsin, because we have all your basic European ethnic groups in one convenient place. Your Germans, your Poles, your Swedes, your Norwegians.
Are the people welcoming? I mean, do they take out-of-staters? Are they kind and polite to us?
The people are too busy eating, actually, to welcome. But you know you are welcome just to join right in at the trough, because there's plenty for all in Wisconsin.
What do you guys do for fun in Wisconsin? Besides
we go to Minnesota. We go to Minnesota sometimes, or the more dangerous moves would be to go to Illinois.
Ooh.
Some go to the UP. The UP is kind of unspoiled and untrammeled.
That would be the Upper Peninsula of Michigan?
Yes, the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which was twisted away from us in an earlier Shady Land deal and rightfully belongs to us.
We don't have to unwrap that package now.
Well, it's kind of a sore point, but you brought it up, but it's part of the history of the...
I think you brought it up, actually. But you travel all over the country doing What Do You Know. Where do you think the strangest people live?
I'd have to say Milwaukee.
That'd be right there in Wisconsin.
Yeah, Milwaukee is just about 75 miles from here, and they take such exquisite care of their lawns. I think there's an obsession with lawn care. National Geographic did a story on Wisconsin, and it showed people actually mowing their lawns in their sleeveless T-shirts, and women with bundles of twigs on their backs sweeping the streets. And it had to be Warsaw or Milwaukee. It turned out it was Milwaukee. So once again, we have Europe right in our midst. Why bother to travel?
But you do travel. In fact, you came to Washington, D.C. not long ago. Now, I already know what you think of the Washington Post radio writer. But
he loves me.
Yeah.
He loves me now.
You didn't call.
He doesn't know it yet.
You didn't call while you were here, but I'm sure we can discuss that privately some other time. But what did you think of your nation?
You didn't give us the number, Rudy. I noticed that.
It's 888-SAV-TRAV. We give it out every week. Well, what did you think of your nation's capital?
Sav. Well, I didn't get to see it. It was Wisconsin days, and they built the Red Barn there on the mall. And they put in a little a brew pub on right there in the ellipse. And so basically I left Wisconsin, landed in Wisconsin.
So you really never left home?
Never saw anything different. I went there and I had a bratwurst on both ends. It was hot cuisine as far as I'm concerned.
That's hot cuisine or haute cuisine?
Hot cuisine.
It was hot. Okay. Yeah. Now, you were here to celebrate the, I love this word, sesquicentennial of Wisconsin.
Yeah. But it means 150, Rudy.
Yeah, 150 years of Wisconsin.
When you really big years.
When you really sum up a century and a half and you think Wisconsin, what does it say to you, Michael?
Jesuits in canoes.
Are you taking a vacation this year?
No. We are going to the Caribbean. And actually, I was kind of wondering, any suggestions? The Virgin Islands, which of the virgins do you prefer?
Not St. Thomas. I would go to St. John's.
I guess I'll cancel those reservations.
I think St. John's is a much prettier. St. Thomas, to me, is just a little too built up and too touristy.
I wonder if I can get that deposit back.
I don't know. But are you going down for vacation or do the show?
No, I'm going with my family, really. It's not exactly a vacation. It's where we get to prove we can be the Feldman family no matter where we are, and neighbors be damned. Savvy, the word savvy. I like the word savvy. It's a good word, savvy.
Two V's.
You don't hear that often in conversation.
Mm-mm.
indicates to me that you must know what you're doing. I mean, have you always traveled, or when did you start traveling? Or do you have unlimited wealth and just travel, and is this just a hobby, radio? Or
Unlimited wealth. No, I started traveling as a kid. My father was an Army officer, and I had to go everywhere, and I can't even remember, you know, where I went to school.
Do you find that Americans are welcomed with open arms in most places, or are we resented?
Well,
as travelers?
In Afghanistan, the arms that are open to welcome us, you know, you don't want to be in right now. But most places, we got the rock music, we got the movies, let's face it.
What's with the French, though? I know they speak English. Why do they give you such a hard time if you want to ask them a question? Like a hotel clerk. I was there in France one time. I knew damn well they take 6 years of English in school. He knew what I was asking, which is basically, where do I get a newspaper with English in it? And he just sat there and looked. And what is that attitude with those guys?
Well, see, here's what I find about France. If you try to speak French, they resent you. And they answer you in English to show you that they're far superior.
If you try to speak English, they resent you.
Well, I haven't found that. I haven't found
If you spoke German, would you?
They'd resent you even more.
Resent that too.
Yeah, the Germans. You know, the Germans have been guests in their country a little too many times for the French liking. So I don't think German is the language. But I find outside of Paris, if you give French a try, they don't mind it. But in Paris, your accent is never going to be up to snuff.
Yeah, and this switch to the euro now, Rudy. How's that going to affect our exchange rate?
Well, it's a serious answer to that question is it's going to be better in the long run because you're not going to have to change currencies every 50 miles like you do now. I read one of these statistics. I wish I could quote it off the top of my head, that if you took $100 and you just changed the currency through six or seven countries or four or five countries, you know, before you spend a cent on anything, you've only got like $72 left in your pocket. So when most of the continental countries switch to the euro in a couple of years, you know, you're at least going to save on exchange fees.
All right. It's one other question. Can a 49-year-old man sleep in a hostel?
No. You should never try it. You should never consider it. I mean, those were your glory days back when you were 19 and 20 and it was romantic. It's not anymore. Mm-hmm. You're not going to meet any women. You're not going to have a good night's sleep. I mean, it happened when you were 18. It's never going to happen again, Michael.
All right. Well, there goes the ear rail pass.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rudy.
Thank you, Michael.
Bye-bye. You're a savvy
guy.
Bye.